is Philip from Black Forest Dialogues. In this episode, we inquire into the recent events between the Iran and the United States.
Welcome to Black Forest Dialogues, where we inquire into global events and local roots. Our quest is, how do we create meaning beyond information?
We resonate between the global sphere and our personal being. We are practicing global social witnessing.
I'm Adrian.
And I am Philip.
This is Black Forest Dialogues.
Good evening, Adrian. How are you?
Hey, good evening to you, Philip. I'm good.
Great.
Back in my home at the Black Forest. You were a week in Berlin, I heard.
I was, but now I'm back here and in Freiburg. And in our pre-conversation before our show today, episode 3, we thought about what we are going to discuss or what we inquire into. And I think we came up with some pretty hot stuff.
I agree with you. So for all our listeners, most of you who are at least reading the news or aware of what's going on, we thought some important topic might be the Iran and US challenge and developments there in the Middle East with the new incidents. And so we would like to just really look at what's happening there from a global social witnessing perspective, or use it as a practice for global social witnessing today.
Yes, I think this is really an urgent topic. And when I was thinking about it, reading about it, thinking about it, I really was like my feelings are like, what are they doing? It's like this picture came to me of some children playing with fire and like, in some sense, being super confident of them, of their power, of what they're doing, like, especially the US. And on the other hand, like blind to what can emerge out of this. Yeah, it's and I think this picture works for both sides. Yeah, some kids playing with fire. So
Philip, what I sense is a certain disbelief, almost not so much, but almost a little bit of despair when you're looking at, you know, like to stay in that image, those kids playing with those powerful tools.
Yes, for me it's really unbelievable, and I cannot even imagine, like, I have an understanding, a rational understanding of power and power interests and the geopolitical constellation of the region. Of course, I can understand and grasp this in my rational mind, but feeling into this, it feels like madness.
Could you shift a bit more into that madness? Like, to really, like, where do you sense it? What is the emotion underneath the madness? Like, if you really open your heart to it, what happens?
Yeah, I think I get a feeling of I want to cry. Like, how can they do this? It doesn't feel like they're just doing it to some people over there in Iran, because this is the region we are taught. But if something there is going to happen, it will affect the whole global, the whole world, basically, and economically and politically and socially and yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. But what actually stuck in my head was like a friend of mine, and she was saying, and that's I almost took it a bit offensive, but she said, like, look, if shit hits the fan down there, it might at least raise the oil prices to an extent that it will accelerate our use of non-fossil fuels or energy. I think it's a dangerous position to raise and to say, like, okay, that could be a consequence of it. But
I don't know your friend, and I don't want to doubt her integrity. But for me, it feels like you're trying to see one good thing in a really bad scenario, and it feels like, okay, so maybe we can fix the climate change problem then if we have such high oil prices. It's some kind of weird rationality to me.
No, I agree with you that it's devastating what would happen, and probably let's not shift into what will grow out of such a conflict rather than, you know, anticipate what that conflict might look like, because I think to look really close, actually what I see if I looked at the Iran conflict is that there's a certain truth in a decision and in a position of Trump that actually to some extent surprises me and to some extent not. So there is this moment of otherly, try to feel into it. It's actually, there's no words for it. There's a certain emptiness of direction in the American defense and global strategy that has never been there. It's unprecedented.
It doesn't feel like classical foreign politics interests. It does feel like some kind of acting, pretending something for someone else, not actually for this. You don't want the, it feels like the conflict is not wanted for the conflict, but for something else.
Yeah, but I think that's
all. To fill a void, basically. Yes.
I think that's already an interpretation. So what I'm seeing and feeling is a void, first of all, and I'm seeing a president that I have a hard time calling a president, who is certainly unqualified, but who still sticks with his commitment not to get involved into Iran, and at the same time is surrounded by hawks in his department who would love to go at war and pushing everything into that direction. So for me what it does, it makes me stop breathing. So there's a moment of breathtaking. It's breathtaking, actually.
Breathtaking out of what emotion? Because is it like a breathtaking out of a shock, like of an existential angst, or is it breathtaking out of some, now I want to be conscious about this moment?
I think it's like it's the second one, actually. If I sense into it right now, to be honest, I don't fear so much a full-blown war or the consequences right now, at least. I still feel I'm far away from it, to be honest. It's still too abstract to think there's a war starting. I can't feel that when I focus on a conflict and region. But what I'm sensing is a moment of utter presence where I almost feel both sides don't know what to do next. There's a certain open space, and there's not a real possibility to walk backwards. and has not a clear path forward.
Like a Mexican standoff. It's like this picture comes to me. You stand both and both have the rifles in the hand and everybody just moves, the other might shoot. Yeah. Like some small thing can make a big impact now.
And I still feel it's too linear, the picture. I still feel there is much more. In a Mexican standoff, you have clear who is going to, you know, there's either you or me taking the first shot or we go and don't shoot. And I have the impression that, you know, with all the tactics and the geopolitical play around it, which I don't want to go into, there's a certain helplessness. Mainly, I think, even on the American side, but there's a certain not knowing. There's a moment of not knowing when I'm sensing into it right now. And I find that a good thing. It's not escalated yet. It's not yet fully, it's not a war yet. Even if a lot of people anticipate it, or even if the danger is clearly there. But right now, with the pullback of this escalation of shooting tomahawks into Iran, right now, there's the clear opening of not knowing to me.
Mm-hmm. I think this notion of not knowing is actually, I think it's the beginning of this rising crisis again, the not knowing if the US, of Europe, of the international institutions can rely upon this treaty they made. And so that's why the US dropped out in the first sense. And now I think they thought about, with economic pressure, they can get into some good position for an argument. And I think it didn't work, and now they really don't know what's next to do, actually. Like, and I think there I sense there's really a lack of trust, a trust in the other, and also a lack of trust in the own capacity, because I don't think that the USA is not the USA of the Iraq war anymore, which was world leading power. Yeah, the tides have changed, and Russia and China are much stronger nowadays, like than roughly 15 years before. So I think that the US also have missed some faith in their own capacity of power.
And you can say the same about Iran. Iran, yes, has clearly suffered under the economics. There are protests going on, small, they're not big scale, but they're going on, and mainly because of economic protests. So there's a clear frustration in the population, and they also have been pretty much pressured by a lot of the powers like the Saudis and other. There's a certain standoff here going on as well, and there's a certain power struggle where I have the impression that Iran is challenged mainly also internally. So this trust, I mean, it's so interesting that it goes like, it's a fourfold trust issue, so to speak, like the US with Iran and with itself, and the Iranians with themselves and with the US.
And if there is no trust in oneself, no trust in one other, in the other, so there's a lot of fear, yeah? Fear of misstepping.
And let's stay, I think that's an important one. Like, let's stay for a moment with that fear, because I think we both can relate to it. Like,
yeah, it feels like stuck in fear, lack of trust, and there is no one to to look at where you might can look for help. A picture comes to me, like,
yeah, share it, please.
I just thought about how would the US feel if now they would go to the United Nations to negotiate, because this is some step the US always avoided, to accept the United Nations as an institutional framework above them. They always used it for their own interests, like other powers as well. I don't want to say it like this, but is the US in particular in the last decade?
For me, I wonder how much that leads us away from a global social witnessing perspective.
Yes, you're right.
It's the idea of a solution.
Yes, you're right. You're right. But just something. What came to me? Where can you look at in this position? Where can you look for help? If I feel into this, my imagination of being in control of the US, where would I go to? Like, where would I go to? And this is what came up to me.
So my suggestion or question would be, like, what happens if we, like you and me, or maybe others, what if we stay with that unknowingness and hold that fear? Because I think that's the strongest motivation to look for help right now and to get active. I personally think not that it's going to happen, because the UN is clearly under, like, there's no interest in the US government to look for the UN solution. And I'm not in power to suggest it. So, but what happens if we hold that? For me, if I hold that unknowingness, there's also a certain trust. I mean, there have been so many incidents where it was almost war, and somehow the world community does know it loses a lot. Iran and the state, they both know they're going to lose a lot. I mean, Trump knows he's going to lose a lot. Otherwise, he would have ordered those strikes. So there's a certain moment where, when I focus on not knowingness, so to speak, that there comes curiosity. But only if I look at where I'm standing right now with myself, and I'm not letting myself dragged into the imagination what could happen. Because right now I don't know.
And where does this curiosity wanna guide you? Like, for me, the feeling of curiosity is always attached to something I'm curious about. So you're curious about the fear, or you're curious about what's next?
So I think one part is really curious what's gonna happen next, and then another part, what comes up is how can I hold a perspective that trusts into the self-organizing and also self-management processes of the world and that are still there, you know, so to speak. Like, not so much on an institutional level, but much more on an interior level.
Mm-hmm.
How can I trust in the sanity of humanity, so to speak?
And where do we find the human capacities to organize some ourselves, basically, in such a moment? What are our real resources? Not like our institutions, which we rely on, but our real resources for standing with this fear of an explosion, basically.
And as much as I don't like Trump, and as much as I find it startling and I'm afraid, like, there's a moment of humanity when he, and total incompetence, I believe, where he says, we're not going to strike.
Well, I don't trust him. I don't trust him at all. I think he's.
But and now
he's a twister.
Of course, of course. But now we are at the point. Like, I don't trust him as a person particularly, but in that decision, I try to hold the trust in myself so that he can continue with that.
Okay, so hope he hears your prayers.
Thank you, Philip.
Thank you very much, Adrian.